cattle futures held up on Tuesday, while corn futures advanced in the face of a winter storm expected later this week. Feedlot returns should begin improving in another month or so, according to LMIC. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmore. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmore with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 9th of October. Cattle futures edged higher Tuesday, supported by the turnaround in lean hogs and despite a surge in corn futures. Except for 7 cents and 35 cents lower in the front two contracts, live cattle futures closed an average of 31 cents higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 27 cents higher, except for 2 cents to 12 cents lower in the back three contracts. Wholesale beef values were higher on moderate demand and light offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice box beef cutout value was $2.51 higher Tuesday afternoon at $213.60 a hundredweight. Select was $1.15 higher at $187.06. Feeder cattle traded mostly higher on Tuesday, with results from just two weekly auctions available at press time. Feeder steers and heifers traded $3 to $6 higher, with instances of $9 higher at Ozarks Regional Stockyards in West Plains, Missouri, where there were 3,912 head. Steers weighed an average of 657 pounds and brought an average of $142.14 a hundredweight. Heifers averaged 601 pounds and brought an average of $131.45. At Miles City Livestock Commission in Montana, though, feeder heifers weighing 800 to 899 pounds sold mostly $2 to $3 lower, and then mostly steady to $2 higher at 900 to 999 pounds. There are too few comparable steer sales to trend, and there are 2,156 head on offer, with 78% calves and feeders. Corn futures surged higher Tuesday, closing up 6 to 8 cents through July of 20, and then mostly 1 to 2 cents higher. Soybean futures closed mostly 5 to 6 cents higher. Presumably, support included the pending winter storm in the north, combined with ongoing delayed crop maturity. According to USDA's most recent crop progress report for the week ending October 6th, 58% of the corn crop was mature, compared to 92% a year earlier and 85% for the five-year average. 15% was harvested, which was 18% less than last year and 12% less than the average. 56% was in good or excellent condition, which was 1% less than the previous week and 12% less than last year. Similarly, 14% of soybeans were harvested, which was 17% less than a year earlier and 20% less than average. 53% were rated in good or excellent condition, which was 2% less than a week earlier and 15% less than a year ago. By the way, 52% of winter wheat was planted, which was 3% less than the previous year and 1% less than the average. 26% had emerged, compared to 28% last year and 26% for average. And 45% of the nation's pasture and range was rated in good or excellent condition, the same as a week earlier, but 3% less than a year earlier. Major U.S. financial indices closed sharply lower on Tuesday, with reports of dimming hopes for a trade resolution between the U.S. and China. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 313 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 45 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 132 points. If the Tyson plant in Kansas reopens by the beginning of the year, as expected, and if Mother Nature dishes out a milder winter than last year, then feedlot closeout should be positive for the first 5 months of next year, according to the Livestock Marketing Information Center in the latest Livestock Monitor. Specifically, LMIC analysts estimate break-even sales prices for February through May in the range of $113 to $116 a hundredweight. Conversely, they say feeding out a 750-pound steer slotted for marketing from mid-June to mid-September next year is shaping up to be a break-even affair at best. LMIC's assessment is based on feeding in a commercial Southern Plains feedlot and assumes animals are sold on the cash market with no price risk management and not including any carcass premiums. In the meantime, LMIC estimated September feedlot returns this year at a -$150 to a -$155 per steer, driven by impacts from the Tyson plant fire. Those were the steepest losses since October of 2016. Analysts project moderating losses in October and November, and then positive returns in December. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 9th of October. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.